Loneliness is a growing health problem, but how do medical professionals treat it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kate Mulligan, assistant professor of social and behavioral health sciences at the University of Toronto, has some suggestions.
Loneliness has caught the attention of healthcare providers as a serious cause of physical and mental ill health. But the solution is not medical, it's social. Instead of getting a prescription for medication, participants in social prescribing get a referral that helps address the root of the problem, from fuel subsidies to food growing groups. They're supported by a well-being coordinator or link worker who helps shift the focus from what's the matter with me and toward what matters to me. With this support, each person can decide on the social prescription that works best for them. In our research, we tried out social prescribing in 11 communities, each one with different characteristics. Healthcare providers reported fewer repeat visits and better connections with local community services, and participants reduced their sense of loneliness by 49%. They reported feeling heard and included, a renewed sense of purpose and confidence in their own abilities, and more control over their health. Many were even able to give back to others as volunteers. These are the main elements of what psychologists and political scientists call individual and collective self-determination, a vital part of health promotion. Research into how social prescribing works is starting to show that it can improve everyone's health by addressing the social conditions like loneliness and inequity that are most responsible for our health and well-being outcomes. It can reduce healthcare costs and improve care experiences by moving people from medical care to more appropriate, affordable, and upstream community services. It can even reduce burnout in healthcare providers by helping them take action on what really matters, both to them and to the communities they serve.
That was Kate Mulligan of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.